In this bulletin, Australia joins Western nations in imposing sanctions targeting Vladimir Putin. The first African-American woman appointed to the US Supreme Court. And in sport, Australia mourns the death of legendary Australian runner John Landy. With the latest SBS News, I'm Bima Kwan. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says the Russians will storm the capital Kyiv in coming hours. Fresh explosions were heard in the capital as video footage showed Russian tanks approaching. Mr. Zelensky praised Ukrainians for resisting the attacks, saying citizens are heroically resisting aggression, which cannot be justified. Meanwhile, in a televised speech to the Russian Security Council, Vladimir Putin urged Ukrainian soldiers to overthrow their country's leadership.
I appeal to the servicemen of the armed forces of Ukraine. Do not let neo-Nazis and Ukrainian ultra-nationalists use your children, wives and the elderly as human shields. Take power into your own hands.
And Russia has used its veto power as a permanent member of the UN Security Council to stop a draft UN resolution which would have deplored its invasion of Ukraine. 11 members voted in favour of the resolution. India, China and the UAE abstained. Foreign Affairs Minister Maurice Payne says the government is taking steps to impose sanctions on Russian President Vladimir Putin and Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. The US, EU, UK and Canada have adopted the measure. Ms. Payne says there's a strong determination to ensure that Russia faces a high cost for its unprovoked attack.
It is an exceptional step to sanction leaders, but this is an exceptional situation. We need to be absolutely clear. Vladimir Putin has unparalleled personal power over his country, and he has chosen to go to war against a neighbour that posed no threat to Russia. He will be personally responsible for the deaths and the suffering of innocent Ukrainians.
NATO Secretary-General Jens Stoltenberg says the military alliance has agreed to send parts of the organisation's response force to help protect allies in the east over Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Speaking after chairing a virtual meeting of NATO leaders in Brussels, Mr. Stoltenberg revealed they had decided to send parts of the NATO response force and elements of a quickly deployed spearhead unit. The NATO chief did not say how many troops would be deployed.
NATO allies activated our defence plans, and as a result, we are deploying elements of the NATO response force on land, at sea, and in the air, to further strengthen our posture and to respond quickly to any contingency. There must be no space for miscalculation or misunderstanding.
President Joe Biden has nominated Federal Appellate Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson to become the first black woman to serve on the US Supreme Court. Mr. Biden picked 51-year-old Ms. Jackson for a lifetime job on the country's top judicial body to succeed retiring progressive Justice Stephen Breyer. Of the 115 people who have ever served on the Supreme Court, all but three have been white. Only two have been African American, and both of those were men. Mr. Biden says Ms. Jackson is a proven consensus builder and a distinguished jurist.
Today, as we watch freedom and liberty under attack abroad, I'm here to fulfill my responsibilities under the Constitution to preserve freedom and liberty. And it's my honor to introduce to the country a daughter of former public school teachers, a proven consensus builder, an accomplished lawyer, a distinguished jurist, one of the nation's most prestigious courts. My nominee for the United States Supreme Court is Judge Ketanji Jackson.
The Australian community is mourning the death of John Landy, an iconic track and field athlete and former Victorian governor. Landy was 91 years old and suffered from Parkinson's disease. He lived a life full of achievement both on and off the athletics track. The middle distance legend became just the second man to run a mile in 4 minutes or less. He's also remembered for one of the most sportsmanlike actions in Australian sporting history when he stopped mid-race and went back to check on a fallen runner at the 1956 Australian National Championships. Some say it's the most selfless sporting moment of the 20th century. And now for a look at today's weather. In Perth, mostly sunny, 33 degrees. Adelaide, sunny and 30. Melbourne, partly cloudy 27, Hobart, cloudy 20, Canberra, shower 2, 22, Wollongong, showers 23, the same for Sydney, 26, showers also in Newcastle, 26, Brisbane, rain, possible heavy falls, 25, Cairns, partly cloudy, 36, and Darwin, heavy showers and 31 degrees. That's the latest from the SBS Newsroom.